Hi, and welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of spiritual insight and inspiration with me, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, we dive deep into the magical sea of you, to that place in you that's ready to activate, but might not even know what that means. Do you crave to be more spiritually connected? Intriguing, fun, and full of magic, we'll laugh and cry and talk about how crazy this life is, offering healing and insights to lean into. This show broadcasts from pure divine love. Are you ready to light your eternal flame to spark some magic? Let's talk transformation. Hello, friends. This is Suzanne Alexandria. Welcome again to Soul Activation Podcast. And I am so excited and happy to have you today. On this day, this is my first foray into doing a show where I take live callers. And so I'm going to be talking for a while as people start to tune in, but I'm going to be doing live freedom readings, totally free spirit guided insights for you from your spirit team and from mine. So if you want to do that, the phone number to call in is 800-930-2819. Just getting that prepped right now, or you can post comments in the Facebook feed. But I'm just really excited to launch this new adventure on Soul Activation Podcast. So with that, if you're new to my podcast, I am an energy activation expert, you could say. I'm an energy healer. I work with Mary Magdalene and a lot of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. And we help people get into alignment, whatever that means. And so today with the readings I'm doing, they're designed, my work is designed to help you pinpoint where you're stuck and where you want to go. And it's kind of like pulling out a cog in your wheel, if you will, is how I like to see it. I like to help people get unblocked energetically, but also in your thoughts so that you can be free, because that's freedom to me. Being in the knowing that you're okay and that you have direction and that you understand. It's about consciousness. So that's what today's about. It's also about finding your playground. That is my theme today, finding your playground. And so how about sinking into the question and the vibration of what's my playground? And I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on right now astrologically, because it's actually a very wide open portal time called the Lion's Gate that's calling us into a new level of playground, if you want it to be that. You know, like we can choose for it to be difficult, or we can choose for it to be more like play. Like, what do I want to do next? So that's the theme. And I happen to be broadcasting on this day from a place I dearly love in Southern Florida. And so I just want to take a few moments to bring in the feeling, the thoughts, the energy of the Florida ocean. If that's something you like, if that's something you kind of want to breathe in wherever you are, you might be in your car somewhere, you might be like in a desert, but if you want to bring a little ocean water vibration through this sound, radio show, let that start to come through, because we can connect to whatever we want as our playground ethereally and in our hearts, in our minds, in our imagination. And this is a lot about imagination today. So how do you find your playground? Well, one of the things I realized when I was going to do this show is that I got to do it from a playground, which is Florida. For me, that's a playground. It might not be for everybody, but I got to realize that I'm actually in a place that gives me a lot of freedom. And it's kind of funny, because I'm not out on the beach playing beach volleyball or anything, but this place, because I can call it a home of sorts, I can call it home, it gives me internal freedom. And that lets me be free to play in my heart, in my mind, you know, when I'm working, when I'm on calls, when I'm talking to family or friends, when I am at the beach. So my playground more and more is becoming like this place internally that nourishes me, where I find freedom, where I find the ability to be so much more childlike, or like I used to be. So that's one thing you might like, one way you might like to think about this whole idea of finding your playground. Is it an internal state, or is it external? Maybe it actually is a volleyball court or a playground or a ski slope. That might be. Whatever it is, this is encouragement to own it, to give yourself the gift of it, to, if you need to, still kind of figure it out. And that's what my freedom calls today are about. If you're interested in understanding, well, what is it that would even make me be able to think about play? Because believe me, even like last year, especially during COVID, there was not much of me that could even fathom playing. I was doing some serious internal work. We were in lockdown. We might be headed there again. I don't know. I couldn't even fathom the thought of playing, but now I can, and now I do. And if you want to understand a little bit more, what is it that would help you feel like you're playing? Well, that's what my readings are about. So what else? I just want to share a little about my work before. So if you're new, I work as an energy healer. I also work as a transformation coach. I do one-on-one live interactive sessions by phone and in person in my Denver office. I do groups, and I also teach a few different courses. I teach Reiki. I teach advanced Reiki, and I teach people to become Reiki trainers and teachers themselves. And also I teach Karuna Reiki. I also teach Akashic Record reading. And for some people, that is such a playground, like a playground of the psyche, a playground of consciousness. And I'm finding in my work more and more that's a realm where my clients are finding the ability to understand themselves very, very, very deeply. You know, and when you can answer those questions, like who really am I, and what are my skills, what are my gifts, you can start to put it together in your work, whether you work in that way intuitively, or whether you have a profession, whether you're in the corporate world, like I was formerly for 20 years, I come from the corporate world, whatever you do, if you're a teacher, if you're, you know, anything, I really fundamentally believe when we know who we are and we can tap into what really, really lights us up, we find our playground, and we go and do that. We go and be that. We go and express that. We go and, you know, do that in our business as entrepreneurs, as, you know, managers, as leaders. So if you want transformation, if you are seeking intuitive guidance on your gifts, on who you are, on really what you want to do next, because I get a little nervous about talking about a soul purpose. I don't think we just have one soul purpose, but we certainly have strengths, and we certainly have things we want to do here, accomplish in our lifetimes. And if you're at a point of wanting to understand and clarify and even tap into spirit and your team and the precious divine that loves you beyond measure, then let's connect. You can find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com. I welcome setting up a free phone call, a discovery call, to discuss what you're looking for and if we're a good fit, or you can just sign up for a one-on-one session via Zoom or in person if you're local. So that's a little bit about me. Let's get back to the playground idea. And I see we have some callers already calling in. So we're going to start taking calls in a little bit, like in about 10 minutes or so. But let's just frame what you can ask about anything on the calls, by the way, those of you who are calling in. But one of my intentions is to assist anybody in honing in, like, what is my thing? Or if you know your thing, but you find yourself kind of stuck, there might be something interfering and you haven't been able to chisel that away or just let it go. This time right now is a powerful time to just say, all right, I'm ready to let it go. So I'll guide you through that if that's the case. But what if you're looking for that thing? I mean, I really kind of feel like that's the million-dollar question. And I've spent most of my life looking, asking, finding something that I thought was my thing, and it was for a while, then it changes. I mean, even this year, I'm doing different things than I did last year from a place that I never even imagined I would be, like a place of freedom and a place of imagination and a place of having much more kind of like tools in my back pocket and skills. So it changes. And that's the thing, it changes. But how we come to it, I firmly believe it's an internal project, like everything. It demands that we go within. And I think that's part of the thing I see with my clients and myself. When you're shopping outside of yourself for your thing, you're like looking around, maybe it's that, maybe it's that, maybe it's that. You're really not connected. You're looking outside of yourself. And what if you flip your radar, your lens, your focus, right in on your heart? You could even do that right now if that feels good, because spirit is showing us now more than ever, tune into your heart. Your heart knows. Only like your heart is your guide. Someone like me is here to help you a little bit, but your heart, I guarantee, knows exactly what you want. The answer is in there. It's like the refrigerator is full of amazing, nourishing stuff. Open up the door right in there. It's not out there. It's not at the hardware store. It's not at Costco. It's here. So that is the biggest thing that I'm guided to talk about and help and assist right now in this time is like, okay, what's your framework for looking inside to find what it is that's your thing, your next thing, or your playground, because it's in here, I guarantee it. And I have been incessantly playing in my head. Well, my guides happen to play songs in my head for me a lot as clues for my daily existence. And some of y'all might be the same as that. And the song that has, I've listened to it so much this year and I love it. It's by the Little River Band and it's called Cool Change. Some of y'all might like it. And I wish I could have free reign to play it on a podcast, but I don't have the rights, but you can play it. But that song plays in my head a lot. And it's like, I want a cool change. You know, it's about bringing in a cool, easy change to me. That's the flavor of it. But the words are, if there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright, clear water. That's the first phrase. If there's one thing that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone. And that is the, to me, the reality that strikes, like, when I give myself the gift of time alone, whether it's meditation, especially in my daily life, or literally taking some days away from my regular existence, my family, that is where I personally find my playground. Now, that's not unique for everyone. I just kind of put that out there, but I do feel I'm not alone in the belief and knowing that going in here into my heart is the really pretty much most freeing thing I do every day, day after day after day. And I'm coming out really much more strongly these days saying to my clients, what's your meditation practice? Do you have one? What do you do? How do you nourish your heart? How do you connect? How do you make sure energetically you're connected and turned on for your day? Because if you're not doing that, you're like, you're missing out. It actually makes it so much better and easier to play. And I just know that. And that's where that's where we find the answers. So yesterday was the Lion's Gate portal. And if you're listening, you very well know about this time, these few weeks right here that surround 8-8 before and after. It's a powerful opening. It's a powerful time. A portal is a time where the heavens open, and it's very complex with all the planetary alignments that I cannot really comprehend, and I don't need to. I know there's an opening, and I say yes to the opening because I know that it's helping me get clear and open more to potential, to limitless potential. And for me, that is super exciting playground area. What is limitless potential for my life? I mean, that goes beyond thinking that I have to perform certain duties and get an ordinary paycheck, for instance. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and I've done that and do that. But what else is there? Is there something different? What's the limitless potential playground I want to play in? And I know some of you play in that field. And why not if we can? Because you can do that while you're sitting on your couch, or you can eat potato chips while you're sitting on your couch, or you could do it while you're driving a truck, or you can imagine and co-create something much broader. So what I'm saying is that this field of your playground, finding your passion, finding your mission, it is an internal project, and it comes when you say yes to internal freedom. When you unbutton your neck, your collar, and say, yeah, I really want what's best for me. What is that? I want what spirit would have, that spirit knows what's best for me. What does spirit, what is the divine who loves me say about this? What can I see that guides me to my playground? What can I be the creator of next? Because I know that when I ask it like that, I'm lifted into a place beyond my wildest dreams. Because my little human, Suzanne, couldn't imagine the life or the possibilities or the next steps that spirit can see. If you think about it, spirit has literally a bird's eye perspective, and I have a little perspective down here on the beach, which is fine. But what if I open? What if you open to the playground that is yours from your higher self, from the spirit who loves you? However you want to define that, the divine, God, your angels. It doesn't really matter. It's you. It's them. It's a co-creation. So that's an opening. That's an opening for the freedom readings that I'm going to do. If you're interested, again, the phone number to call in, or you can chime in on Facebook, is 800-930-2819 here on Transformation Talk Radio. And before I start the live calls, I just want to share one other way to think about finding your playground. Think about the Olympics that we just had. We just got to watch a few weeks of sports put on by these people who know their passion, Like, talk about people who found their thing and went for it in the, you know, to be the best in the whole wide world. They did it. They were there. They showed up. I don't care if they got a medal. They showed up in Tokyo at an unprecedented time. And it's a miracle that it all went off, you know, the way it did with COVID and everything, but they did it. And if there is any kind of like confirmation today, those, you know, when I'm recording this, those Olympics just ended yesterday, but if there's any confirmation, and I'm totally getting goosebumps as I say this, that it's possible to hone in on your dream and your, what's your playground and what's your thing and go for it with total gusto. That's possible. And that's what spirit is really guiding me to share these days with this Lionsgate portal opening. When I taught a workshop yesterday in which they were guiding me to say, really focus on what you want. And if you don't know what you want, that's okay. Ask for the knowing of what you want. A lot of my, you know, people sit around saying, well, I don't know what I want. And that just creates the energy of, I don't know what I want. It creates more of that. If you don't know what you want, but you want the answers, get really clear and say, hey, show me what I want. Show me what lights me up. Show me how I can play and make money. Show me how I can be the best javelin thrower in the world. Show me how I can be the best kindergarten teacher. Show me, show me, show me, show me. And then go play and go try it. That's what they're saying. That's how they're guiding us these days. So that's my perspective and I'm sticking to it. So let's see, Edwin, I think we have some callers that have come in to the show. Can you go ahead and start? Should we just go in order? Let's start taking some calls.
Yeah, so we do have Christine from New York.
Awesome. Christine, hello. Hello from New York. Where are you in New York?
Christine, you're on air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Christine. I'm, yeah, yeah. Where are you in New York?
Yay. I'm in Cornwall and Hudson. I'm about an hour and 10 minutes north of New York City.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, what's your playground or what's your question about the playground, your playground?
My playground is I am entering into sort of my next career. I've been working really hard. I've been training. I've been getting guidance. I've been journaling and I have a plan. But I do have a question because I have this plan. However, it appears the world has a different plan once again to possibly blow things up. And I took advantage of yesterday's new moon, Lionsgate energy, and really meditated and journaled and lit a candle. My question is, what are your feelings or what do your guides tell you in terms of like personal expansion during a time when the world may be putting the brakes on again? Are we putting the brakes on again like last time? Is it not as severe? Like, I'm just curious if you have any insight to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's perfect. Because I bet a lot of people are starting to freak out about that. Yeah, because we know what it's like. That's a really, really good question. All right, so what I get, for you, this will be specific for you and your, what I can know of your pursuits. Why does it matter? It doesn't. How would you, don't limit yourself by thinking that your work has to slow. It could expand exponentially, especially if you get creative. We live in a world of Zoom. We live in a world of online communication. So there doesn't have to be any slowdown. In fact, there can be tremendous propulsion, frankly. I mean, I'll speak from my own experience. My business really, really grew last year because I did continue to work in person and have an office, and I was very careful. But also I expanded my online offerings and recordings and things. Why would you even limit yourself at all? Your case, you know, you're not in a profession of having to show up in a place that would be dangerous, you know, but
yeah, that's true.
So the world, it doesn't, for you specifically, and I think for a lot of people, like, it doesn't matter. I mean, we found out how many people started working from home and probably liked a lot of it and could travel and work from remotely. So
yeah, that's true.
Don't let your inner engine slow whatsoever. There's no need at all to think this will adversely affect anything. Spirit wouldn't have you moving along if it was going to just come to a dead end. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I would just say that to other listeners. Like, we're the ones who get to choose how this thing goes, is if we're going to shut down. You know, and the worst thing to do is panic or go to fear. Like, we're people. We are so creative. We invent stuff like crazy. Like, it's our own inner struggle that makes us go like, oh my God, what, you know, this is terrible. Well, you could say that, or you could say, all right, we've already done this and we made it. And yeah, unfortunately, some people did tragically die, and I don't discount all of that, you know, at all. But when faced with the greater picture, that's what they're saying. Keep your eye on that greater picture. And I just see your engine moving forward. Like, just abandon that thought, because you don't have any other blocks right now.
Cool. That's great. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Anything else you want to share about about the playground idea?
Playground. Yes. It's interesting because as I was listening to the inner playground, I just kept thinking of something I had heard, which is joy equals abundance. And it's like, makes so much sense what you're saying. If you're not enjoying yourself with this playground, you know, and it's like what you said, it's whatever works for you. You're not going to attract that abundance or manifestation, but when you can do that, in any way, shape, or form, it makes a difference. And I know that I've personally increased my meditation and been really, I've tried to be very, scheduled in a sense with my practice so that it's just part of my everyday. And you're right. It definitely makes a huge difference because the hope is always there and it's never ending and it's vast and it's like a catalog of help when you're able to listen and get clear and not cluttered. So I feel like, in a sense, it's definitely part of the vacation package. It's just even meditating.
I know. You know what? Okay, I'm really glad you mentioned this because I taught a workshop yesterday and the guides were coming through. I think I touched on this already so clearly about meditate every day, get centered, even if it's 10, 15, 20 minutes. You don't have to spend hours, but get centered. But they also said they were emphatic about something else that I'm so glad you reminded me of. They said, how many of you are asking for help daily, for blessings, asking for literal things, for help, for insights, for ideas, for, you know, like Ganesha clears away obstacles. How many of you ask Ganesha, clear away the obstacles? How many do that? And please do it. And so they gave us a challenge, and actually I'm so glad you reminded me, because let's put it out there to listeners. They said, ask spirit, ask your team, however you want to phrase it, ask your team, ask God for three things every single day. And then pay attention, right? Ask for three things. These could be things like I just mentioned. They could be tactical, like I need help renting a car tomorrow, please help me. Or I need a breakthrough with my teenage daughter, please help me. Or, you know, what should I have for dinner? But ask for three. But then stay open and acknowledge when you get it, you know, celebrate it. Like text your buddy or your spouse or someone and say, oh my God, I asked for this and it just happened. And I tell you that I'm already hearing back from some people that were in the workshop, like two things already happened because they asked. Wow. And we're living in a time where we're able to manifest in that realm so, so quickly. And spirit is saying, please, please ask us, because everyone down there, you have free will. We're not going to do it if you don't ask. That's the thing. So I'm really glad you brought that up. So there you go. Ask for, you know, in your case, ask for the clarity. How do I move through this next potential shutdown? Show me how I'm going to make money. Show me how I'm going to build my business, because I'm building my business. Why should you think otherwise? Yeah. You're the one, you're in the driver's seat. And with your, you know, you have the what it takes.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I loved your question, and I hope it was a blessing to listeners too.
It was. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Take care. Let's see. Oh, we have some other callers, Edvin. Is there some? Let's see. Do we have Samantha?
Yes. So we do have Samantha from Colorado.
From Colorado. Awesome.
And let's see here. All right. Samantha, you're on air.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
Hi, man.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast. Florida is beautiful. It is glorious. It's a rainy season, and I love it. I love when the clouds roll in and there's this cleansing rain, and then the water opens back up. It's really nice. This time for me, I'm glad you asked that, because, you know, in terms of finding my playground, I'm a total Pisces and I need the water, and I live currently in a landlocked place. So I realized I've had a lot of help seeing that I need to be near water because it nourishes me and then it helps me be free. And that's part of my secret now about, you know, feeling like this earth is a playground and that, you know, life can be fun and exciting. So I'm like walking that walk in terms of self-care and following what really kind of like lights me up. So that's one of the messages too. But anyway, what's your question? Do you have a question about your playground?
Yeah, what's my playground?
All right. Tell me what you have going on, and what's your, like, you have a stuck thing or whatever it is, just describe a little bit.
Yeah. I'm in between jobs.
Okay.
And I'm currently just trying to see which avenue to go down. I'm also just trying to, you know, manifest what you said perfectly, was have your playground and still make money, because the job I had over the summer was so much fun. I got to work with kids and technology and art, and that just really sparked my interest. So I'm just kind of, you know, having a lot more faith that it's going to show up in the right ways. But yeah, you know, that's where I'm at.
Okay. So we're going to ask your team very specifically, what does Samantha need as far you, what you need is direction, it feels like, and then you'll play some more because you've had some experiences and now you're ready for the next, but you need direction. So Samantha, do you already communicate with your business guide? Do you know you have a business guide?
I feel like I do, but then I don't.
Okay, that's
really
the first thing.
In my head. Yeah.
All right, that's the first thing they're showing me, because you have an assistant right in your backyard and you need to take advantage of her. It's a female guide is what I'm getting. And
just got chills from that, so yeah.
Okay, good. So clarity, clarifying. Chills are good. So what you need, because it's this, you're reshaping your whole manifestation of your livelihood. That's how they're phrasing it. I wouldn't say you took a break. You got this cosmic break though, and breakup from what you were doing before. You had some playtime. It showed you something new. Whether that's it, your key, seriously, this is what they're saying. The key to your freedom, because you already know how to do this. You're very intuitive already. You need to ask your guides every single day, like every hour. Okay. Like you need to have a business meeting with her. You might be able to get her name right now, or I could help you. But this is a really tactical thing. And so for listeners who are entrepreneurs, a lot of you already have a business guide. And I know that might even sound that's might be new, but it's true. Like we have guides and who know business, just as they know the heart, just as they know healing, just as they know children, you know, they specialize in business. And Samantha, you've got this feminine. Are you able to perceive her right now?
I'm my business guide.
Yeah, yeah. Because she wants me to help you connect with her.
Yeah, I feel like I can. I'm in the right mindset. So
yeah. Let me just help you. I'm just going to help you with that a little bit, because this is how we're going to assist you today to be free. And, you know, I love it because freedom comes in all different forms, because there's a real tug from like your throat and your heart. She's showing how she wants to help propel you forward, and she'll literally do the heavy lifting and help kind of pull you forward. And the color, I mean, I see a deep red color with her energy, just for what it's worth. It's a very healing, nurturing energy that feels very in alignment with you and your work. So you're going to be doing something really leveraging your healer soul, your intuitive soul, your nurturer soul, and she is the perfect match for you for that. So she's showing like she's got the key. She needs you to ask her for permission, and then she'll start unlocking doors in front of you, like showing you. You need to get really tactical, not just daydreamy, but tactical. So if you have like a I love to use something called the Panda Planner. It's a very tactical day planner on paper. It's a book, and it helps me frame my day and I do that with spirit. I do it after I meditate. I'm like, okay, what's my day look like and why? And what am I going to do today towards this goal? Which, you know, yours is like figuring out what to focus on. So start with it like, I'm going to be focusing on where to look. And then you'll start to hone it. But I think if you start to do this, you're going to get clarity very, very soon. Like within the next few weeks, you'll be making phone calls like this. Let's intend that for you, but declare it today also, because we're in this energy of the Lion's Gate. Declare, I want my next amazing job, career, money-making endeavor. I want to know it now, please. You're ready. You're totally ready. You don't have to like wait around, but for you, it's tactical. And this is just going to help you build your chops of working with your team in a really constructive money-making way. Because I know like you're used to doing that in other ways, like through more creative ways, but this is tactical. You're going to do it. Just apply what you already know to this.
Yeah. I feel that way with my manifestation sometimes. I'm like, am I actually manifesting or am I just thinking of stuff in my head?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fine line because we have to dream it up, but then we have to get real and practical. And as my friend Betsy taught me, spirit meets us in action, and your guide is going to meet you in action daily. She wants you to meet with her every day, and she's going to she's showing me a golden key. Like she's got it. She knows what's going to light you up, and you already do. You have a lot of clues on that. Like, I feel like this summer showed you so many clues.
Yeah. Well, when you said the color red, it just reminded me because I model as well. So she showed up when I in my modeling mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been working with her. So I haven't tapped into that side of my business guide in a while. So when you said that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. I've met up with her.
There you go. That sassy, cool, amazing business goddess guide. Yes, use her every single day. She wants you to meet. I would say, like, as soon as when you get up and you do your morning ritual, if you drink coffee or whatever, mm-hmm. you bring her to the table. Yeah, that'll be very enriching. And you keep me posted. Yeah. And set your intention like, okay, because you're ready. Your energy feels like you're so ready. I'm ready. Show me what to pursue. Show me what to pursue and then how. It's that first.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you feel how anchored into it you are? Like grounded and how, like.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even today when I was going, like trying to find jobs and I was kind of getting a little torn down and I closed the computer and I just said, all right, it's time to go outside with your plans and you can come back to this instead mm-hmm. of stressing out about it. But I have been feeling a lot less attached to the fear of not having a job or the fear mm-hmm. of going back to something that I'm more familiar with, that I'm open to God has a plan if I'm not, if I'm ready, and I feel ready. So
yeah,
it's confirmation.
Yeah. I mean, your true self has a plan is the way I like to see it. God is source of all. Your soul wants you to do something big. It's not small either, girl. What I would say is, I rarely say this, but seriously invest in a panda planner. Maybe they'll give me money for advertising, but it's a tool. And I feel like you need a tool, a paper tool. That's useful for a lot of us who live in this realm, who find it hard to stay, focused. Get that. Buy one on Amazon and tool. They're really good. I mean, there's others out there. What I love is that it's very tactical, the way this one's designed. So.
Okay. I did buy one in January and never use it. So
dig it out. Yeah. All right.
It's a manifestation journal too.
At 9 a.m. There you go. Okay. Yeah. You see, all the clues are already here.
That's so funny. I know.
Okay, Angel, thank you so much for calling. Keep me posted.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Chime in. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
So we also have Jackie from Colorado waiting.
Oh, awesome. Hi, Jackie. How are you? Hi, Jackie.
Jackie,
you hear me?
You're on air.
Hi,
Jackie from Colorado. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good.
So I'm having issues with finding what my playground is as well. I've been between jobs and I've had numerous interviews just to make it to the final, maybe final five candidates in a lot of them, and nothing ever materializes into an offer. So it's very frustrating for me. So I'm getting very discouraged.
Yes. What, are they giving you any feedback? If you don't mind sharing, is there any little feedback that they've provided as to why they chose someone else? Like, has that been helpful?
It has not been helpful because I hear the same thing over and over. I say, well, we're really impressed with your resume. However, it's just competitive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather hear something more constructive than that.
Okay.
Because that really doesn't give me anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I'm feeling into your energy field and working with your, you also, I don't know if you, could you hear the caller previously with Samantha?
I did, yes.
Yeah, because you also have a very prominent, you could call her a business guide, but like tactical guide. She's more than just business, like your guardian angel, actually. Are you like connecting with your team?
I'm trying to. I feel like I think the past 3 weeks I have been trying to. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good. Because that's one thing. Keep doing that because this guide is also feminine. I see her energy is green, like a soft green. And she just says tactical. We are trying to be really tactical. So here's the question that they ask for you. How firmly committed are you to the kind of work that you're applying for? Like, do you feel that the jobs you're applying for are what you really, really excel at? And how committed are you to that?
So I believe the last couple of jobs, especially this last one, I just found out a few hours ago that they went with someone else. I felt like I was really in line with that. I would have been helping people in a way, and I was excited. But for most of them, I can't get that excited about. I'm just, right now, I feel like I'm trying to find something just to stay afloat.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to change everything if you really ground in and your energy literally like plugs into the ground, the earth, and you go into your next interview with like with passion, because I do feel like you're seeking jobs in the right playground. What the disconnect is, this is kind of an interesting way to look at it, but see if this makes sense. It's the difference between kind of reaching out and trying to take an apple off a tree hesitantly and take a bite. That's the energy that you're going into it with, rather than I know I want this. Does that make sense?
Okay.
To be really honest, yes. It's like your stance, your power stance, because you are in the right realm for you, for your skills very much, but it is your conviction, your confidence in yourself, kind of like testosterone. One of the things that one of my bosses taught me long ago when I was in corporate was, before a meeting, stand for women or men, stand with your feet apart in superwoman pose, and it literally gets testosterone going and gets power. And this isn't about male or female. This is just tactical. Like, go in there. Like, I really know I'm the best for this job. And if you need to practice that with somebody, with a friend or colleague, going in, because Yeah, I'm just shown you go in there with hesitancy and then they feel it. If you're not sure, they can't be sure of you. Right?
Okay.
Like they can feel it no matter the words you're saying. It's just all in your energy. And so work with your energy, ground so that there's no break between the ground and you, and practice looking in the mirror even and saying, I really know this job is good for me. I can't believe that the description fits all my skills. Do you feel the connection of that, how it's deepening in your like your root chakra?
Yeah.
Practice that. Practice grounding your energy and even saying, I know that I am the right fit for this. It's the difference between that and I really like this opportunity. I'd be a good candidate. You know, it's like, I know when you have that, when that's emanating from you, wear clothing that emanates that too, a power outfit, whatever that is. It's so much about your power. And it's normal. If you've been looking for a while, it gets you feeling powerless. And I totally get that. But just, it's like a refinement. Take your power back and walk in. Almost like in a movie, like you slap your resume down and say, I'm the one for you, but you do that energetically. So even practice that at your kitchen table. It's purely tactical because you've got the resume, the jobs are there. They need to feel that you are the one. It's a feeling they get.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, plug into it. Okay, thank you for calling, Jackie. Thank you so, so, so much. And I'll see you maybe on the next one. And good luck. Keep me posted when you get that. I'm going to hold out. You're going to get one pretty soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jackie. Okay, Edwin, we have two more. We do have two more callers. I think we're going to have just enough time.
Yes, so we also have Diane from Colorado here.
Okay, awesome. Hi, Diane.
Diane, you're on air.
Hi there, Savannah.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm good.
Good.
So much information today was for me too. So.
Oh, good.
I've gained a lot of knowledge already.
Oh, what's your playground?
Well, I am in between jobs right now and looking to leave the corporate world, moving into an entrepreneur. But what my question for you was, I have a lot of ideas and downloads, and I feel like I can see the structure of what I want to build, mm-hmm. but it sometimes gets really overwhelming. And to the point where it starts to pull away from that playfulness that I have when I'm creating, right? Mm-hmm. Like when I'm dreaming it up or when I'm getting the downloads. And so it seems like when it's time to get more tactical, is when I start to get a little bit more overwhelmed and feel contracted. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you had any advice for that.
Ooh, that's a really, really solid direct question. So what's the feeling that comes up? I'm going to ask you, what's the feeling in that? Because you're very aware of the shift. What is the feeling in that, like, cranks right in your solar plexus when that happens?
Well, it just feels like a lot of work. And I've never shied away from a lot of work before. And so that's where it's a little foreign to me.
Yeah.
I get confused on, is this just part of the process? Is there something blocking me? Or is it not time yet to step into this?
Okay. Yeah. What the energy of it that I'm getting is that And you kind of said it, it feels too hard. It feels like internally the brakes are being put on. I do not feel it's the universe putting the brakes on. It's internally like, oh my God. And I can say for people like you who, for whom there are big opportunities, I'm going to be really honest. There's this push and pull, like, oh crud. What if I actually get what I want? Like your ego, it's all in your solar plexus and heart. Like your heart wants it and your ego is putting the brakes on, like, oh, holy crap. What if I could actually get what I want? That is the energy that I'm shown of it. And so it's not the universe. A lot of, you know, it's not COVID. It's not, oh, there's another shutdown again, like another color. It's like, what if my dream really could come true? Crap. Yeah, I will have to work. But also, what else will it mean? People will see me. Oh, you know what? People will see me. That's another part of it. Because it's so much, darling, about like you being seen as who you are, a leader.
Yeah. Ooh,
a leader.
You're a leader. Yeah, you nailed it because I got like full body.
Yeah, I know. Like you're, yeah, like you want to cry a little bit. Like you're a leader. You own it, darling. The world needs you as a leader. I don't even know how you're going to lead. But own that you're a leader, please. Because the brakes are internal. It's your ego. He needs to be, that's masculine, the solar plexus. He needs to be like placated, like it's okay. I am ready to lead. Actually, that's your mantra. I'm ready to lead. Show me how, guides. Show me how, universe. I'm ready to lead. This is about leading. It's not about anything else. It's about leading. I don't know what you're going to lead, but it's about leading in all caps.
Wow. Okay.
All right, honey. Okay. Wow. All right. Shoot. We have just enough time. We're ending right now. So I'm so glad we got to you. I know we have Angie and I'm so sorry. We'll connect next time, Angie, but Diane, thank you so much. And we'll,
thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll see you all very soon again. Edwin, do I need to wrap up right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You're fine.
Okay. So thank you all. These readings were amazing. Find me at Selectivation Podcasts every second and fourth Monday right here on Transformation Talk Radio or at SuzanneAlexandria.com. And I'll see you next time. Thank you, everybody. Find your playground. Namaste. To me, this path of healing and enlightenment is this immaculate process of finding all the parts of us that have been lost and hidden and even taken, and then very masterfully and lovingly recombining ourselves, coming into our true self. And then all of a sudden realizing, oh my gosh, I'm home. Thank you for listening to Soul Activation Podcast. For more information about me, visit SuzanneAlexandria.com. Tune in every second and fourth Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.